The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
Eunan, you're very welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Morning, Donald. Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome as always. Great to see you. Now, we're going to begin with a sad story, and that's the fatal collision that occurred on Wednesday last in Kilmacrenan.
Yes, Donald, we'd like to renew our appeal, and we're appealing for witnesses following the fatal road traffic collision which occurred on the N56 in Kilmacrenan last Wednesday, the 17th of July, at approximately 11:50 p.m. Gardaí and our colleagues in the emergency service were alerted to a collision involving two cars. The driver and passenger in one of the cars unfortunately suffered fatal injuries, both in their 70s. The driver of the second car, a woman aged in her 40s, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of serious but fortunately non-life-threatening injuries. So we are appealing for any witnesses to this collision to come forward, any road users who may have had camera footage, including dash cam, and were travelling in the area of Kilmacrenan last Wednesday, the 17th of July, approximately 11:50 p.m, to make the footage available to Gardaí at Milford. So anybody who has information is to ask to contact Milford Garda Station 07491 53060, or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111, or again any Garda station. And I'd like to again extend our sympathies to the families of the deceased, Patrick McGettigan and his sister Una.
Moving now to the Chrislamore area of Burnfoot.
Yes, Donald, this is a burglary which occurred in the Chrislamore area of Burnfoot last Wednesday morning, the 17th of July, at approximately 5:35 a.m. So Tuesday night, Wednesday morning past. A male was observed entering a shed of a property in the area, and an attempt was also made to gain entry to the house. The intruder was disturbed and left in a black car with another male. No damage was caused to the property and nothing was stolen. So we'll appeal to anybody who may have been in the area of Chrislamore between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. last Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, the 17th of July, and again anybody with dash cam, to make the footage available to us, and again to contact Buncrana Garda Station 07493205 40, or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
Definitely a concerning one. I mean, someone trying to break into a house at that hour of the morning, presumably we can assume some people may have been upstairs asleep in the house or whatever.
Yes, it would have been disturbed by the occupants,
yeah.
Yes.
And that could have been a very worrying situation indeed. Another burglary, this time in the Muff area.
This is, a burglary at a private residence in the area of Ballyboe, Chure, Muff. Again, between Wednesday the 10th of July and Thursday the 18th. Nobody in the house at the time. A family had returned from their holidays, discovered that a number of sheds in the house, at the adjoining the house, had been broken into and a quantity of tools stolen. The car at the house was also entered and searched, nothing taken. And again, we're appealing for anybody who may have observed anything suspicious in the area over the course of that week to make the contact with the Gardaí. So that's the week, Wednesday the 10th of July to last Thursday the 18th of July in the Ballyboe, Chure area of Muff, Donald.
And again, always good to just put out that warning that when you're going on holiday, I mean, take whatever security precautions you can before you go.
Yes, again, the usual things. Don't advertise it on Facebook. You may think that your friends are looking at it, but there may be other friends or friends seeing it. Again, if you're going away, you know, leave a light on at night, or timer lights, and let your neighbours know, or have somebody have a key to check in your house. All the normal things, Donald.
Gardaí investigating a criminal damage incident. It happened in Dunfanaghy.
Yes, this is a criminal damage incident which occurred at Pound Street, Dunfanaghy, Donal, last Sunday and Monday between 3:30 p.m. Sunday evening the 14th and 1:30 p.m. on Monday the 15th. A car which had been parked at the location was damaged between those times. Three of the tyres were slashed on the car. And again, anybody with any information that might assist the Gardaí investigation to contact the Gardaí at Milford 07491 53060.
And two incidents of criminal damage in the Mall Remelton.
Yes, this is two incidents occurred last Monday night, Tuesday morning, between 7:30 p.m. Monday the 15th and 9:30 a.m. Tuesday the 16th. A downstairs sitting room of the house was broken. And then again between 6 p.m. on the Monday and 6:30 a.m. on the Tuesday, the wipers were broken on two vehicles that were parked at a house in the area. And again, we're appealing for anybody who may have been in the area of the Remelton to contact Gardaí if they have any information. The Melton Festival was on at the time, Donal, and would have brought large numbers to the town. So we're hopeful that somebody may have observed something that might be beneficial to an investigation.
Again, criminal damage in this an incident, I think, that was discussed actually on the programme yesterday.
Yes, this Gardaí investigating the criminal damage incident which occurred at a building site in Milltown Convoy. So this would have been Wednesday night, Thursday morning the 18th, shortly after 4:30 a.m. So a very short time span involved. Gardaí were alerted to the fact that a dump truck was on fire at the location. We were notified by the fire services and we were appealing for anybody who may have travelled in the area of Milltown Convoy on the morning and who has dash cam to make it available to Gardaí. And again, any information which may be relevant to the crime, pass to Letterkenny 0749167100.
And it has been determined it was arson.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Gardaí are appealing for information regarding criminal damage. Again, this is in Church Road, Bundoran.
Yes, this is last Saturday night, Sunday morning. So between 8 p.m. on Saturday the 20th and 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon the 21st, a car that was parked at the Church Road area of Bundoran between these hours was damaged. The driver's door was scraped and the boot was keyed. And again, we'd like to hear from anybody who may have observed suspicious activity in the area over the course of the weekend. It would have been a busy time in Bundoran, a lot of people about. So anybody who has any relevant information, contact Gardaí Ballyshannon 071-985830.
And back now to Inishowen for a theft from a car.
Yes, a theft from a car in the area of Carnamoyle Muff between 11:30 p.m. last Tuesday the 16th and 5:15 a.m. Wednesday the 17th. So sometime Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, a Dell laptop was stolen from the boot of a car and a second car at the property was also entered and searched, nothing stolen from it. No damage caused to either cars, fortunately. And again, two cars at another residence in the area of Carnamoyle Muff were also entered between midnight and 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning the 17th. It looks like the cars were searched and unfortunately nothing was stolen. And again, no damage caused. And also two cars entered in the area of Cormican in Burnfoot on the early hours of Wednesday the 17th. Again, it's between midnight on Tuesday night and 5 a.m. the 17th. No damage was caused to these cars and nothing stolen from them. So our appeal is to anybody who have may travelled in the areas of Carnamoyle Muff, got Cormac and Burnfoot with a dash cam between the night of Tuesday the 16th and the morning of Wednesday the 17th to make the footage available to Gardaí due to this, the times involved and the proximity, close proximity of the locations. It's possible that they're connected, Donald. So yeah. Anybody observed any suspicious activity between those dates, to make it available, to contact the Buncrana Garda Station, please.
And again, security on parked cars, an issue that Gardaí highlights regularly on the programme, and no harm maybe to do so again now?
Yes, I suppose we can, yes. If your car is, sure your car is locked when unattended, regardless of whether you are parking a public place at home. I think the tendency at home is that you lock your door and you may often leave your car unlocked. That's a recipe for disaster, you know. Mm-hmm. Try again to park in a well-lit up area. Store your car keys away from windows and letterbox when parked at your home. And again, don't store cash or valuables in your car. If you must do so in your boot, not in display.
One of the things we've seen Gardaí do more and more is frontline service days where Gardaí come and speak to the public and the RSA come and bring their interactive unit as well. And it's coming at the end of this month to Dunloe.
Yes, next Saturday the 27th at the Mary from Dunloe Festival. Between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m, there will be a frontline services day where ourselves and our other colleagues from the emergency service will be present. Also, the RSA interactive unit shuttle we call it, will be there, and it's a great unit. It provides a fantastic opportunity for members of the public to practice your driving and hazard perception skills on the car, motorbike, or the simulator. You can experience firsthand the dangers of driving and texting and driver fatigue. Try the brake reaction timer to see how driving environments and speed affect your braking distance, and also learn about tyre safety. Tyres are your only contact with the road when you're in your vehicle. And again, as I said, a range of emergency service will be there on the day. We will also be there to offer crime prevention advice and give property marketing demonstration. So we hope to see as many people as possible there for what would be a great day out for all the family.
And of course, the Mary from Dunloe Festival taking place as well, so there should be a good crowd of people around about Dunloe. A big discussion on the programme yesterday about bicycles and e-scooters on footpaths. Now, we know new bylaws came into effect last year, and you can give us maybe just an update as to what the actual rules are and what the laws are in relation to bicycles and e-scooters on footpaths.
I suppose the recent regulations don't apply to e-scooters. We've had it plastered all over our Facebook page. You've shared it for us kindly. We've talked about it on your previously on the Garda slot. So the ignorance of the law, again, is not a defence of the law, but it should be well known. You cannot use your e-scooter on a footpath. You must drive your e-scooter on the road, similar to a vehicle. And you will be liable to receive a fixed charge notice if you were caught driving your e-scooter on a footpath. And the fine is €50.
Yeah.
In relation to bicycles, again, you're not allowed to cycle on a footpath unless there is a designated cycle lane on the footpath, or again, if you are entering or exiting a property, obviously. Cycling on a footpath is not a specific fixed charge notice, however, you could be fined for doing so if your cycling is to be considered without reasonable consideration. So again, you must cycle on the road, not a footpath.
And in terms of, there's plenty of information.
Yes, okay, again.
Information and so on.
Yes, anybody who wants the information, it'll be on our Garda Facebook page, but also on the RSA website, www.rsa.ie or citizensinformation.ie. The rules of the road in relation to bikes and e-scooters can be viewed. And again, it's a benefit for all road users to keep up to date with the legislation in relation to bicycles and e-scooters.
A couple of questions from last week that we're going to put to you, if you don't mind, just to see what answers we have. A caller contacted us to say, my car was damaged while parked in a car park. The driver drove off, leaving me with a large bill. How do I request the CCTV? I was told it can only be requested by the Gardaí.
Well, CCTV can only be requested under data protection legislation, Donal. The best thing for this person to do is to make a direct contact with us to report the matter. We, as part of our investigation, are entitled to make an application under the Data Protection Act for the CCTV and investigate crime and road traffic matters. So I'm asking the caller to please report the matter sooner rather than later, as the CCTV may not remain on the system for long. So that is a road traffic offence, a hit and run, leaving the scene of an accident. It may be a case that the car was damaged by stone or something, but it appears from the outset that this was a hit and run road traffic collision.
Can a member of the Gardaí ask you for ID while you're on the street, or do they need grounds to ask for it?
Well, I suppose we have different powers under different statutes. Donald, to ask for your name and address. Gardaí can ask for your name and address if they suspect that you have committed an offence or a crime. Maybe a road traffic matter, again, burglary, criminal damage, or public order offences on the streets. So if they suspect that you've given a false or misleading name and address, you can be arrested. So if the member of Garda Síochána Conaill who makes the demand for your name and or address suspects that your name and or address is false or misleading, you can be arrested. And therefore, in many circumstances, you may be asked for ID to verify or clarify your name and or address.
Now, and this is a complicated one, which is grown more complicated by the fact that this references illustrations, which we obviously can't show on the radio. But a caller is asking about the Polestar roundabout in Letterkenny. If you're coming from the Neil T. Blaney Road, i.e. coming past Aldi and the Council's Public Services Centre, onto the Polestar roundabout, and you're travelling toward Derry, the Dry Arch, the dual carriageway, etc.
Yes.
The illustrations show a right-hand lane should only be used to travel in the Derry direction, but recently, and more frequently, as people get used to the new layout, some cars are using the middle lane when they see a queue on the right-hand lane, and then they're jumping the queue. And if enough cars do that, they will eventually stop cars exiting onto the Remelton Road, and that's causing gridlock on the roundabout, and it's causing confusion as well for cars that are looking to exit onto the Port Road and the Remelton Road area. Is it illegal to use the middle lane to travel in the Derry direction, or is it just a recommendation to use the right lane? If there is no sanction or penalty against the middle lane, then people will continue to use it to jump.
Well, we actually checked this out last night. Grania kindly drove around the roundabout 10 or 15 times. So when you approach the Polestar from the Neil T. Blaney Road, which is from the council officers coming out of town, the road opens into three lanes at the roundabout. So the left-hand lane is for going into town only. If you wish to travel on the out towards the N56, out the four lane, you can use the right-hand lane or the middle lane to do so. There is signage in place and there are road markings on the approach to the roundabout to indicate that this is the case. Now, the problem is, in the middle lane, you can also go straight on towards
Rimmelton.
Yeah.
And what's happening is traffic is getting backlogged maybe from the Ballyrain roundabout to Rimmelton, and people in the middle lane tending to go out towards the four lane are getting stuck in that traffic, and they're attempting then to turn right into the inner lane, causing some difficulties. So that would be the problem there.
And is the use of the two lanes permissible because you're moving on to two lanes?
Yes,
on the four lane.
You're coming off.
So theoretically, there are two lanes to go onto, but what's possibly causing the issue is there are traffic lights in the middle, and that's where the traffic light is stopping them.
Yes, well, the problem is that you could get stuck behind a car that's in the middle lane intending to go towards Rimmelton, and it's maybe backlogged in traffic going out that way. And therefore, you're in the middle lane. Ideally, the two lanes would be flowing round the roundabout and out the four lane at the same time. But the middle lane is sometimes gets stuck because of delays going out towards Rimmelton. Now, I'm told that the new active travel plan for the Ballyrain roundabout will alleviate those problems and the traffic will be moving quicker.
And the other thing the council is saying, obviously, is that there's regularly realignment of the times and the timings on the lights based on traffic patterns and so on. I think in fairness, the Polestar does seem to be working reasonably well.
It is, yes.
It does seem to be
working
reasonably well, in fairness. And so that is the situation. Caller, to answer your question, yes, either of the two lanes can be used, but yes, there is a risk of getting caught in traffic in the middle one. So Sergeant Eunan Walsh, thank you very much. Indeed,
thank you, Donald. Thank you.
And we'll see you again in the future. Another Community Garda information slot available, of course, next week on the programme. If you want to look back on any of today's issues, it'll be posted on our webpage once the show is over. It'll also be posted on the Garda Síochána Facebook page as well. And there'll be obviously plenty of news stories. Michaela's working away to get the news stories up online as well. So you can look back on and listen back to the whole thing, of course, as well on the podcast of the programme. But you know, for now, thank you very much indeed.
The Community Garda Information Slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.